people on their phones constantly.
When people are on their phones at traffic lights.
When people block very narrow pathways.
The biggest problem I have with everything going on is the parents. The parents do illegal turns all the time. They act like they own the road.
Literally, all of them are.
Aside from people on their phones constantly, because anytime I come to a traffic light where a red light where I have to stop, if I'm behind a couple of cars, invariably when the traffic signal turns green, the cars in front of you, one of the cars is just sitting there because the person's buried in their phone. And the thing I want to say to everybody that's listening is you're not that important. You're not that important that you have to be on your phone that much. You can wait until you get to your destination and then look at your phone and respond to an email. What somebody is saying or liking on Facebook is really not important when you're driving your car. That's one pet peeve. My other pet peeve is that so many people do not use their signals. And in some states, it's actually the law. In New York State, it's the law that you should be using your signal to change lanes. And if you don't, you could get pulled over by a state trooper. The blinker is a signal to the other drivers around you that you're going to do something different. You're going to change lanes. You're going to turn at a corner, whatever it is. So use your signals and don't get buried in your phone while you're at a red light.
I always see you all ask this question to people, and I guess I never think about it, but I have a few. I have so many, of course. I'm a driving instructor. Like, I'm not just a driver. I'm a driving instructor. Everything is a pet peeve to me. Turning on the wrong side of the road. Your turns are too wide. Not using your turn signal, because that's communicating with drivers. But it's also when you use your turn signal. Are you using it when you get to your turn? Because you didn't let anyone know that you were about to, you know, like, you need to let them know ahead of time so they know to slow down. That's the point. Veering, drifting to the left or right. Whew, that's when my heart come out my chest, because you got barriers, you got oncoming traffic. I'd rather you drift to the right than the left any given day. Other driving pet peeves. Don't flinch. If your phone rings, don't even flinch like you want to go to it. You're texting and driving. Like, you might not care about your life, but what about mine? I have so many. We can go down the list all day. How many do you want?
I'd say that's probably one of my biggest pet peeves, next to no blinkers and then them trying to get over in front of me when there is clearly not space for them to get over in front of me and there's nobody behind me. I'm guilty as charged because I see space behind me and I'm just like, just get behind me. And I think another thing that really bugs me is when we're in the fast lane, it's going slower than all the other lanes and you want to come into this lane. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, I would get out if I could, but I can't drive fast enough to get up to the speed of the traffic next to me to go around this problem. And they're trying to come into the fast lane when there's no exits. There's no entrances. Why do you need to be in this lane right now? I will literally purposely drive with the semis just to avoid that chaos some days. I am the type of driver, because I do drive so much, if I know I need to get off in like 2 miles or something and I see there's traffic, and especially on that side, I will merge over safely, get in that lane and sit in that traffic, because I'm like, I'm not going to be that guy that's going up there and cutting everybody off. That's just rude. I don't like that. I don't want that done to me. I'm not going to do that to them. So then I see that and I'm just like, that's when, even if they have the blinker on, I'm like, no, I watched you just drive past all of us. Nope, get back there. So I guess you could say that's where I become a bit of an enforcer. But for the most part, I don't know if someone has a gun. I don't know what their road rage is like. It's like, I try to just remember, now that I'm older and not as reckless as I once was, I try to just take a deep breath and be like, you know what? It's just not worth it.
When you look over on the highway and you're a passenger and you see so many people texting and driving, I've seen people with both of their hands on their phone. And also when people are on their phones at traffic lights, it's always very, very irritating, because you just know that there's a specific reason as to why they're not moving. And I'm not one to honestly beat my horn immediately when it's a green light. I usually give about a 2 to 3 second grace period.
Oh boy. The one that I'm thinking of immediately is when people block very narrow pathways. So people would just stop in the middle of the road, or when there's two cars that are facing off in a narrow pathway, and then you have to back up, and the other person backs up, and the other one goes go forward. That gives me so much anxiety when you're in these little narrow roads. Oh my gosh. It's so funny because Abhishek and I, we have a scooter and then we have a car in Bihar, and we're always kind of fighting over who's going to take the scooter because it's just so much easier to drive. It's like, well, I need the scooter because I need to go to such and such office. Well, I needed the scooter because I have to take the kids to their gymnastics class. And it's like in this little tiny gully, you can't take the car. Well, I have it's like a half an hour for me to get there. It'll take me like 40 minutes in the car. It'll take me 30 minutes basically. Well, I need to take the kids, so that's more important. So we're always vying for the scooter.
I literally live two blocks from a high school, and actually in a 4-block radius, there's a elementary school, a high school, and a junior high. I'm closest to the junior high. The biggest problem I have with everything going on is the parents. The parents do illegal turns all the time. They act like they own the road, and they will. So going to my house next to the high or the junior high, it's a 2-lane road. So one person going one way, one person going the other way, a center median. I have parents. And this also goes for the soccer practice they do because the field faces us. Double park and block the road. No hazard lights. Just, I'm here, deal with it. And I have to deal with that on the weekends, on the weekdays, if I leave for work later that day. And it just drives, like, that's got to be one of my biggest pet peeves. It's like, okay, you parents are acting entitled. I get you got to get your kid to school and get off to your job or whatever you need to go do. But their behavior around the school to get their kids to school, it's not only reckless, dangerous, but just very inconsiderate to everyone who lives around there. And it's like, oh, that one lights a fire in me because it's like, I don't know. I had to walk to school when I was in a junior high. And then when I went to elementary school, my mom was a very aware driver who wouldn't do things like that. So just seeing that just really upsets me. And I've seen accidents. I drove to work one day and these two cars, it was bad, had hit each other. Their cars had to have been totaled or really close to it. And I don't even understand how they did it because the speed limit there during school hours is 25 miles an hour, but they did. And I was just like, see, that could have been a kid.
It's really puzzling some of the things that people do on the roads. I often have said to myself, well, I'm not going to be surprised by anything I see. And I'm frankly surprised on a regular basis when I see people do the craziest things. And I'm seeing more and more people crash their cars.